Strange Adventure.
Bill Hartley tossed a stick on the campfire and looked out into the African jungle. He didn't want to start an argument with his partner, Ralph Stevens, but he had to speak his mind.
I should have known better than to let you talk me into coming after the Elephant King with no more equipment than if we were going on a weekend camping trip.
Ah, yes, yes. I know you're an old elephant hunter, Bill, but I'm green at this game. But I still think that no one ever got within gunshot of that king elephant because all you old-timers come into the jungle at the head of a 4th of July parade. A safari imploring half a tribe of natives warns the old boy, don't you know?
The next day, they sighted a herd of elephants. At their head was a huge bull that towered over the others. Bill stared, transfixed, the dispute between his partner forgotten.
After all these years, there is the king.
Stevens was equally awed.
What a specimen. He's the king, all right.
Foot by foot, the two men edged toward the gigantic beast, moving to get downwind from the herd. At last, they were within gun range. Stevens took careful aim and fired. The steel jacket of bullet just missed its vital mark, and the wounded elephant trumpeted in pain and anger. The animal swung his massive head, searching for his unseen enemy. Before the hunters could move away, the elephant spotted them. It whirled and thundered toward them, its trunk in the air, its huge ears flapping like sails. The massive murderous tusks flashed through the air like ivory projectiles. Both men emptied their guns at the brute before they turned to flee its wild fury, but the king charged on, the herd following blindly in its wake. Bill managed to reach a tree tall and strong enough to offer temporary refuge. Stevens, racing across a wide clearing, stumbled over a root and fell headlong into the path of the maddened brute. The fallen hunter screamed in terror as the Elephant King's powerful trunk reached out and grabbed him up off the ground. The king's trunk described an arc and released its grip on the terrified hunter. Stevens flew through the air and landed in a thick bush, stunned. When he came to, Bill was hurrying toward him, and the jungle juggernauts had disappeared in the direction of the camp. The camp was a shambles when the hunters reached it. Stevens and his companions started the long, agonizing hike toward the nearest native village. Stevens tried to understand the elephant's actions.
I say, why do you suppose he didn't trample me? And why did he make a special effort to destroy our camp?
Well, I'd say he didn't think you were worth the trouble. And he ruined the camp to show his utter contempt for such meager equipment. He's a true king, you know, and we've invaded his kingdom.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Action at the Border, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.